You're now taking a trip inside our communities, a series brought to you by the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF. For the last 7 years, JSIF's Inner City Basic Services Project, ICBSP, has been changing the lives of residents in 12 communities across the island. ICBSP, which is funded by the World Bank, seeks to improve the quality of life in the targeted communities through the provision of social services and infrastructural developments. Having achieved its goal, the project is now coming to a close in these communities. Here's a look at how the ICBSP benefited Buckner in Clarendon.
They have done a lot. The community has been transformed. What somebody would call ghetto. We have bad roads, derelict buildings, zinc fences, persons without adequate water supply, families all over the place, children not going to school. It has been transformed. Presently a scheme.
Gary Blair, an administrator from the community who has worked closely with the JSIF team. Mr. Blair says several of the problems which are typically found in at-risk communities have been removed thanks to the project.
We have good roads. A lot of these fences have been removed. Persons have access to adequate water supply. They have upgraded the electric supply. Not to the amount that we would expect, but you know, so far, you know, persons are comfortable.
Doreen Richards is one of the residents who now has electricity as a result of the project. She says with JSIF's help, she was able to afford the wiring and inspection required to have electricity in her home.
They ask now who and who would like the lighting. So we just registered at the public service and we pay a small amount. They have people who string up the house, and after they string up the houses, the inspector came along and test it out. They inspect the houses and we get through with the lighting. So it was easy.
Estella Jackson also benefited from the electrification project.
I'm not working, you know, so I'm glad for the helper. I never have a light before, moving curtain aisles.
As a result of ICBSP's intervention, 65 houses in the community now have electricity. Through the project, a community park and multipurpose community center was constructed in Buckner. The building is designed to house a library, office, kitchen, and shops, in addition to space for community activities. Work was also done on the community's football field, which has been outfitted with lighting and new stands.
In terms of social services, they have provided opportunities for young people, practical home nurse training, football, ornamental fish, crochet and embroidery, cosmetology.
Gary Blair, an administrator from the community who has worked closely with the JSIF team. Persons were trained in housekeeping, food and nutrition, and electrical installation. The community's drama troupe also benefited from training at the University of Technology, which has widened their horizons.
We don't thank JSIF for opening the doors for us. We have our certificate. So, like, we can go out and we can teach drama, and, you know, we can, like, if they have any vacancy where they want actors, we can be a part of it also. We even get to go on the ITN Fancy Cat show.
Beverly Gibbs, a member of the Buckner Drama Troupe. Homework and GSET classes and a host of other activities were also provided for youngsters in the community. In all, over the last 7 years, well over 1,700 persons in the Clarendon community have benefited from youth and education programs implemented by the fund's ICBSP. So while the Inner City Basic Services Project is leaving the community of Buckner, you would be hard-pressed to find a resident whose quality of life has not improved from the project's intervention. That's it for this edition of Inside Our Communities, brought to you by the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF. Until next time, I am Carleen Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.